This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at the helm. Then when I say we, I mean Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison at the helm of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for another week. This is the last week of February 2021. At the ready is Mr. Harrison with the top stories of the week. And the people who are on the lists, according to the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. So let's go through, this is appropriate, the stories and the people. We'll see what sort of ancillary discussions we come up with, because people always kind of get a kick out of how we read into some of these things and how we veer off the track during the course of our conversation from time to time.
Speak for yourself, the little train that could.
Yes, the little radio show that could.
Yeah. Here we go. At number 10, we have that terrible Tiger Woods accident, and that's tied with just the state of America's mental health. At number 9, we have winter weather and climate change and the Mars mission. A little science. At number 8, social media bias, the First Amendment, and Rush Limbaugh's death and the future of talk media. They're still talking about it out there. It's tied at number 8. At number 7, race relations and police reform. At number 6, U.S. foreign affairs and U.S.-China tensions. I guess the main story under foreign affairs has been the fact that Joe Biden has been bombing Iranian actors in Syria. Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it was a test?
I don't know.
Of Biden? No, okay, let's see how tough this guy is. Maybe we can push him around.
Yeah, I think they may find that Biden is pretty tough.
Yeah,
When he thinks it's in his interests to be. And right now, I think Biden thinks it's in his interests to be a new kind of Biden. Not the old Biden, but a new Biden. Right. Mm-hmm. I think he's learned a lot of tips from watching his predecessor. Seriously, a lot of...
Yeah,
if he's smart, he'll handle himself from a tough centrist position and not give fuel to the concerns that he's a puppet of the AOC crowd. At number 4, the Capitol insurrection testimony and internal party politics. There's an awful lot of beating people over the head from people in your own party on both the left and the right. The Democrats and the Republicans are having their own internal struggles.
We need to have a swamp flush and get rid of all of these people. They're not serving anybody but themselves. If you look at the nonsense going on between this Marjorie Taylor Greene and the woman who's her office mate, and then some of the other stuff that the squad on the other side is doing, how in the name of God do the people who elect these people think they're serving their needs? They're not talking about the issues. They're not getting into, you know, how do we make the country better? How do we fix the problem with COVID? What about the economy? I mean, this is nuts. These people are crazy. Is that what we've come to? No, seriously.
Which people are crazy?
I'm talking about this Marjorie Taylor Greene and the woman in the office. You know, they're holding up signs in front of each other every day when they go into the office. I mean, this is not like they were in this kindergarten in a sandbox, for God's sakes. Mm. It's, we have so many things to deal with. And that's why they're able to, I'm off on a toot here a little bit, but that's why they're able to get these bills through. Have you looked or discussed that? I know there's been a lot of conversation about it on some of the talk radio programs, at the construct of this bill, this $1.9 billion, and the fact that less than half of it goes actually to aid to fix the problems or help people who are having problems. Most of it goes to projects, many of which will not start until 2024.
Mm. This is the nature of the system. It's not so much the people as it is the system. The system has pitfalls in it, and the biggest pitfall in the system is that we have to elect human beings to these positions who are subject to, you know, ambition.
Robots.
I think artificial intelligence and robots are the answer. I'm saying that in jest, but only partially in jest.
Yeah,
the concept is, look, how many years have you and I been having the same discussion about people fed up with the BS?
Pretty much the whole 30 years we've been doing this.
And it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. human beings are making progress in very slow increments over the centuries. That's why we look at things like the Magna Carta, and we still, you know, the Declaration of Independence. Milestones.
We got that machine that went to Mars, though. That was pretty cool this week.
Absolutely.
Wasn't that cool?
It's very cool,
and the fact that somebody can figure it out, you know, without artificial intelligence, human beings with brains figured out how to do this.
Yeah, think about that. Think about the potential we have within our DNA for brainness.
Oh,
and then you look at the spectrum of humanity, and boy, I'm dangerously close to falling off the edge of not believing that all people are created equal. You know, all people are created equal, but
that's
what you do with that opportunity, you know, all people should be treated equally, but my gosh, look at the, you know, we call people geniuses because they come up with silly little ideas, or they're in show business, or one guy's a football genius. But real geniuses are people that can figure out how to send a speck of dust millions of miles into space and land it in a specific place and send back pictures and then take soil samples.
Amazing. In the meantime, we spent more time talking about Mr. Potato Head this week than we have talking about landing that machine on Mars.
Right.
No. Do you remember playing with Mr. Potato Head when you were a kid?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I still play with potatoes.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I do amazing things with them in the kitchen. But the fact is that now this is a disgrace that Mr. Potato Head has lost his whatever potatoes used for that purpose.
His virginity with Mrs. Potato Head.
Right. Oh, Mrs. Potato's very unhappy. Let's go now. I don't know where we are.
I think
I've lost my way.
Foreign affairs and
something like that. Foreign affairs and U.S.-China tensions. As far as China is concerned, he's also trying to be tough with them. As well he should be.
Right.
At number five, he meaning Biden. Trump legal problems and Cuomo under attack. Number five, the Manhattan DA's got his hands on Trump's tax returns. The public can't see it, but they can see it, and we'll see what they see, and then we'll see it. And
isn't that
Cuomo,
Cyrus Vance? Cy Vance?
Yeah,
wasn't that?
Yeah.
Well, his father was a senator, wasn't he? Or what
somebody.
Was he?
He was
his ambassador. I remember him.
His father was somebody. Cuomo, it's fascinating. Cuomo, you know, is his former
sliding down that slippery slope, man.
Ooh-wee, you know.
Yep. See you later.
And number four, Capitol insurrection testimony and internal party politics. Did I talk about that? Yeah, no.
We're wafting in and out of it.
Where the heck am I? Okay.
You're at number three.
Am I? All right. Who am I? And what am I doing here? Biden, do you remember that? Biden cabinet hearings and Trump to speak at CPAC.
As this program airs over the weekend, some states will hear it after he's spoken at CPAC on Sunday. This is red meat, man, to that bunch.
Well, he's going to try to establish himself, and his loyalists are going to try to establish him as, one, the leader of the Republican Party, which he kind of is, and two, the presumptive nominee for 2024, which he could be,
if he's not in jail.
At that point. Did you just say no? Did you, like, dismiss that?
I have gotten to the point where when I see Trump in a story, I hit delete. I think that we've had it just, in my construct anyway, in the conversations that I want to have with people on the air, I don't lead. There's nothing coming from Trump or the people who love him or the people who are trying to destroy him that's constructive. It's like, I'm going back to what I said about Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and that, all they're doing is this is about them. And it's not about the greater good. I just think there's too much of it. I think there's so much more important stuff going on, and it's not Mr. Potato Head, but there are a lot of things that are, including focusing on this $1.9 trillion bill that the Democrats are pushing through that is loaded with pork. Remember when we used to do the pork? Who was the guy that did that pork thing from? Remember him? We used to have him at the talkers' conventions all the time. Somebody like that.
When do you want to do the people? After the break or now?
Yeah, let's do some when we get to the people list here. As we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, check out the list at talkers.com or on the DJV website or the DJV social media pages, all listed there. Very important for you to get a handle on what's going on. Okay, so I want you to listen, Michael, to this, okay? You ready? Listen to this. Did you hear that?
Was that somebody's nose running or something?
Yeah, well, it was actually me spraying clear into my nostrils.
Ah, so I was close.
You were. You were very good. Yep. This is a system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. All the things that are in the air, all the things that are in the room, all the things that are outside, whether it's the cold weather, the warm weather. This is something that's applicable and usable now for sure because the fact that xylitol, the main ingredient, kills bacterial colonies, kills viral colonies. You can use it to block bacteria like strep and staph and viruses like the flu and SARS and COVID. It moisturizes and cleanses your sinuses. Fabulous product. And it's cheap and it's easy to use. There's a little plastic bottle, as I just did. You heard me squirt it up my nose. That's what I do every time I want to talk about this, and it clears me right up. Small moments, no matter what the season is, can be spent by sticking clear up your nose, basically. I guess that's a little squirt, and you'll have done yourself a great service. Help yourself to being confident that you're going to be okay through all of this stuff. This is another way of doing it. Learn more about Clear by visiting XLEAR.com. Buy it on Amazon, over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. That's Clear.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Wait, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Yeah. Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 424 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch or back on the radio, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories this week that are important according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can hear Talkers Radio, see Talkers Television, all kinds of things. It's all about talk. It's talk about talk. Now, so, with the story list behind us, but we haven't delved into the people stuff, so why don't you do that, the people list, Michael?
Yeah, lots of them come from the Biden hearings for his cabinet, but let's get to the whole top 10, which has several ties. We have at number 10, Tiger Woods, number 9, Rush Limbaugh, and the aforementioned Cyrus Vance Jr. at number 8. At number 7, we have Andrew Cuomo and Lindsey Boylan tied. At number 6, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene, Doug Steffen's favorite human being. At number five, we have Kyrsten Sinema tied with Joe Manchin. At number 4, Merrick Garland, Neera Tanden, and Deb Haaland. Yogananda Pittman is at number 3. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden has eked him out for the top spot in terms of being a name on people's tongues. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people.
All right. The people list is... Oh, is that? Can we go back to something? I think we were talking about this off the air, whether or not, because Limbaugh, number 9 here on this list, and whether or not there is enough substance to, there have been some suggestions by some of our colleagues that there be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Rush Limbaugh network of all of the old things captured over the past 32 years. We figured out 15,000 or so hours of Rush Limbaugh on the radio. And in my mind, this is like Casey Kasem, the reviving of the American Top 40 show that he was on for 20-some-odd years. You hear that every weekend on stations all over the country today.
Yeah.
And so is this something from your perspective as sort of the go-to guy? I know people are still asking you to do interviews about Limbaugh and his career. Where does this go in the...
Well, first of all, I know what you mean by a network. I mean, this certainly is a place for some type of a shrine to Rush Limbaugh's many, many thousands of hours of recording.
No, but on the radio, would there be a place, would Premier, his syndicator, start a separate channel with nothing but Limbaugh on it, 24 hours a day, 7 days
a week? What do you mean a separate channel? You mean a full radio station?
Yeah, all Limbaugh all the time.
There's a huge difference, Doug, there's a huge difference between a 24/7 radio station of Limbaugh all the time and a 3-hour-a-day show.
Well, but there's a Howard Stern channel that's 24 hours a day on Sirius. And it's all the old stuff. It's not anything necessarily fresh. I mean, he's got his own, he's got actually two channels, I think, at Sirius, and one of them is just his old stuff repeated over and over again.
Okay, well, I'll give you my professional entertainment.
Yes.
Of course there's place somewhere for a platform of 24/7 streaming Limbaugh stuff. But that's a very different thing than what to do with a three-hour program.
Yes, the two different things. I'm right. Sorry if I'm confused.
Yeah,
two
yeah exactly. Things. Yes, they're totally different things.
Yeah.
And I think both are viable. But there are 24-hour services dedicated to the history of people far less famous and popular than Limbaugh. I mean, it's a no-brainer that Limbaugh's material will be repurposed, which is the term we use in the business, for some type of a channel on a multi-channel platform such as Sirius, where you have the luxury of being able to offer your subscribers this channel and that channel and this channel. But in terms of a radio station, I don't see that as a format.
I don't either. I didn't mean it to be that. I'm sorry. Right. It wasn't as clear as I might have been. But I see it as a way, if Sirius were smart, they make a deal with Premiere, not to get too much into the weeds here, but there are a lot of subscribers who may not be on Sirius at the moment who would be jumping a chance to sign up to listen to a Limbaugh channel. I think there are tens of thousands.
Well, they would. And the Limbaugh people have that option.
Yeah,
believe me, they're thinking about it, and they should.
Yep, they should. 28 after the hour. Hold on.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump was the keynote speaker at Sunday night's Conservative Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida.
We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Mr. Trump laid out his future vision for America and gave a negative assessment of the Biden administration's policies so far. Texas' largest and oldest electric power cooperative on Monday filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court in Houston, Texas, citing a disputed $1.8 billion bill from the state's grid operator. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative is one of dozens of electricity providers facing enormous charges from a severe cold snap last month that severely crippled the power grid. On Saturday, the FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, adding a third American vaccine produced under Operation Warp Speed. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
NASCAR's William Byron enters his fourth season as driver of the number 24 car. In just the third race of the 2021 season, he punched his ticket into the NASCAR playoffs for the third year in a row by winning the Dixie Vodka 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday.
The work and the effort goes back a long ways, you know, getting Rudy on board and just having a guy like that to work with. We really think the same way, and, you know, it helps us in a lot of ways to progress through races and communicate well and work through the off season. So I'd say it's a lot to do with off season prep. And as soon as we got in the race, I mean, the track was super slick to start. We had to start pretty far back, but made our way up, and just had to keep adjusting on the car and kind of finding those little bits. I think the 19 was really strong to start the race. The 17 was surprisingly really good. So we had to kind of work on that and you know, had a really good restart. The last one, the two pushed me super hard down the backstretch, and the car was just good enough. So it's cool when you have cars like that and you can make moves and make them stick. So love this racetrack. It's really fun.
NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. Major League Baseball spring training continues this week. 14 games scheduled for Monday starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Some matchups include Tigers and the Yankees, Mets and Marlins, Rockies and Dodgers, Cubs and Padres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week we pledge to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world of news talk radio all across the country. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine this year. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to talk about the president, the COVID situation. We can put a couple of things together here, Michael, and get your thoughts. One of the things that's coming up this week is a conversation I had with my friend Uri Geller in Israel. The focus on vaccines there and what's going on, and wondering, because people in America, and this is becoming, and it ought to be, a subject of scrutiny, you know, what are we giving up for the right to live here? Are you going to have vaccines, show your papers? In Israel, this week the government announced that they were going to share the names and the personal information of anybody who refused to get the vaccine. And I feel sometimes, listening to some of the people that are in public health, that we are going in that direction. We have to identify these people. People need to know. It's like wearing a badge. You understand what I'm saying? In Germany, that's what this sort of, and that's what has been the discussion in Israel about the if you don't have the shot, then you're going to have to wear something that will identify you as someone who's not had the shot. I would think this would be the last place in the world that that would happen, but anyway, that seems to be on the top of people's minds there. So how much do we risk as Americans if we don't go along with the program? We've always praised individual thinking, but that seems to be going down the tube, is it not?
Well, that's a good question, and this is certainly an issue that's being discussed. And what it brings to mind is that there's a very, very narrow, fuzzy line of difference between harsh tactics that take away freedom and necessary tactics that protect the society. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between having your name on a list because you might have a disease that could spread and kill people to the fact that you may have a religion that people consider to be unsavory and we want to kill you. Mm-hmm. So, you got to look at it a little closer. Sometimes we have to take measures. I mean, half a million people have died in the United States from this wretched disease. And
well, there's not even agreement on that. There are some doctors who say that it has been that has been exaggerated. The government's going after hospitals who have declared people have died of COVID when, in fact, they haven't.
Tell that to the bodies in the refrigerator units that are out in the streets outside these big city hospitals where they were piling up the bodies and they're dead and they were alive before and they had COVID and that was the difference. Look, all I'm saying is that, I'm for personal freedom. I've been talking about privacy and I talk about the First Amendment. So I'm on the same page with you there. But sometimes I think it's a waste to create alarm over these principles when in fact we're facing an existential crisis, when we're facing mm-hmm. survival. Mm-hmm. All these political ideologies and notions and ideals are excellent in normal times. But when guns are firing and people are dying and viruses are spreading and asteroids are hitting the planet and famine or anything that is outside the ordinary, we have to turn to our collective might, to our state, to our power, to our governments to do something to save lives.
Are they able to do it? Are they constructed? Is there so much time? That's why I hit the delete button when I see Trump. Because I see nothing coming out of those discussions that moves us forward. As a matter of fact, half of the things on the list here, I suppose we could put that, we could sort of put that into, the discussion of what's important and what isn't. It's beauty in the eyes of the beholder, right?
I think that the entire table of material is important as an entity because, Mr. Potato Head is important. It's just not as important as what to do with the $1.9 trillion situation that, if not properly calculated, could set us off into a economic problem for years, or it could be just the right recipe for success. We've never been here before. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, dictating what's news and what's not and what people should be talking about or not, I tend to be, obviously disciplined enough to want to make a good radio show, but I think we should be open-minded enough to realize that there are many different dimensions to the condition we're in, and it all creates a bigger picture.
Well, it's the beauty of the format. If we can go back to a conversation you and I have had many, many times about how the really good talk people can take something and really make you think about it because they can go in a dozen different directions with just one idea. Okay, let's go down this street with COVID. What about the gyms? Are we going to be able to go back to the gym? And, why aren't we? What's going on? Is this a super spreader going to the gym? They said that about restaurants, and that didn't pan out. So, that kind of stuff.
Well, do we know that restaurants aren't a super spreader? I mean, obviously, restaurants have been cut back, and we are. The numbers are coming down.
Well, if you believe the American Restaurant Association, the trade group for restaurants, no, it wasn't the fault of... It was people not wearing masks and practicing social distancing. It wasn't the restaurant's fault.
No, but you can understand why the restaurants would want to, assuage fears that going to a restaurant is dangerous.
Of course. Yeah. Right.
Everybody has their own financial interest involved in this, and you can't blame them.
Not at all.
And there's inequity. The fact that it took so long for people to wake up and go, hey, how come teachers aren't at the front of the line if we have an education crisis and we're not giving teachers the vaccination early? That was a mistake. It was just a mistake. It was an oversight. Things happen when you go quickly. Now they're rushing to get teachers vaccinated. The whole issue with restaurants. The American restaurant industry is in deep, dark doo-doo. It's in trouble. And we're going to lose a lot of restaurants that formerly, you know, that are sort of hanging on the balance right now. We've already lost a number. We lost
and
restaurants
how many jobs,
before this.
Businesses, livelihoods are. And then back to the discussion of China and their role in all of this. And how are we holding them accountable for all the people whose lives have been lost? If you believe the 500,000, okay. How's that settling with people? Well, I don't see enough action from my perspective against the Chinese government to hold them accountable for all of this stuff.
Yeah, my view on that is we should hold them accountable going forward in terms of our practices and deals with them, and we should educate our people as to how each and every one of us in our own economic lives can be cognizant of the danger of feeding the Chinese machine.
Which means stop buying things made in China.
Absolutely. That's the answer to the problem.
And
stop
get
going into business
the companies
with them.
That are there. Right. Going to business with them. All of our big companies that go over there, have them make drugs, have them make cars, parts, have them all the things that they've done. Everything you look at is made in China. That has to stop. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's too late. Because we've fed them, America has created the problem.
Well, we thought they'd be a great economic partner, and we misread them. They didn't misread us; we misread them.
No,
but
they knew us.
But the point I'm making is just getting angry or being tough on them or punishing them. That's not the answer. The answer is to let them know they can't get away with it anymore. We're stuck with them. We can't get rid of them. We can't. What are we going to do? Bomb them out of existence? They have the largest population in the world of any country.
Stimulates lots of conversation, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Tiger Woods accident. Kind of a bizarre reality, isn't it? Number 9, lots of talk about the Mars mission and how successful it is. Thank heavens we have something good to talk about with regard to our government and a government agency. Number 8, social media and the First Amendment and the future of the social media system, talk media, etc. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, our relationship with China and Russia and Iran because of the bombing, especially this week. Trump and his legal problems at 5. The Capitol insurrection investigation, number 4. Biden and his cabinet appointments, number 3. The economy, number 2. And COVID with regard to vaccines and viruses, etc. That's it, the top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, so we're at the point in the program where I want to talk about what Michael's doing on his Michael Harrison interview. And he teased it a little bit a few minutes ago in talking about all of the hours. He's had some great conversation with Rush Limbaugh. So what are you posting this week at mhinterview.com?
We have a 31-year-old interview that I conducted for print with Limbaugh, and it's very, very interesting to see the seeds of the modern era of talk radio taking hold in what he had planned to do and the questions I asked him, and it was the beginning of the modern era.
In terms of the focus on him and how he changed over the years. When yes. You go back and listen to that, and then you think about how he sounded, let's say, the last year, what do we note about that? Because it was
a
huge
story
difference.
Arc. It's an amazing story arc. His whole story is amazing, and you could see the seeds of it. Don't have enough time to get into it other than to tell the listeners, if you listen to any podcast that I've ever done and you're a talk radio fan and you're a Rush fan, or even if you're a Rush hater, listen to this podcast. It's unbelievably insightful and historic. It's gold. It's at mhinterview.com. Or at talkers.com, mhinterview.com. I'm really pushing this one because I'm really proud of it.
Well, I would think you'd smile. I mean, I've heard some of it, and it's just, I mean, I remember Limbaugh from the beginning. You know, he and I were close at the beginning because we were both starting about the same time. And, it really is kind of fun to remember back to those days and how much fun it was, and then it wasn't as much fun. It was important radio, but, excuse me, but to me it didn't seem as much fun. Maybe that's a reflection of the times. All right, Michael, thank you.
Reflection of the times.
Yep. Michael Harrison at mhinterview.com and talkers.com, 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, 53 after the hour here. Travers to go through the top 5 items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that service. So we start at number 5 every week. At this time, Instagram is in the number 5 slot. Why?
Instagram's trying to do something helpful, especially during the pandemic where a lot of people who've had, you know, different mental issues, mental health problems, mental health stressors, eating disorders have actually been on the rise during the pandemic and during quarantine. So Instagram is adding resources for people who are affected by eating disorders. And so now if you search for hashtags or content that's potentially related to disordered eating, Instagram will guide that user to resources or helplines, including the National Eating Disorders Association, that's NEDA, in the U.S. as well as in the U.K., Australia, and Canada. Instagram says currently that it tries to blur out potentially triggering content in search results, and it does direct people to a generalized crisis support, but now this is going to be even more specifically designed around eating disorders. So this is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week programming, and this is what they're trying to help reach, especially young women who tend to suffer, and young men do as well, but the numbers tend to be a little higher for women suffering from eating disorders. So especially with Instagram being such a visual platform that people are constantly comparing themselves to what looks like perfection, I think Instagram is the right resource, actually, to try to reach people to help them. So I think it's a good thing.
Number 4, a question about blue light blocking glasses.
Well, also during the pandemic, one of the things that have spiked in sales are blue light blocking eyeglasses to help with digital eye strain, since we're looking at screens all day long and no one's really taking a break going from the laptop, the desktop to, you know, your iPhone, smartphone, whatever. And so there are two different studies that came out from the College of Optometry at State University of New York. And essentially, both of these studies showed that you're probably wasting your money buying blue light blocking glasses. The one thing that they agree on is that if you are reading a tablet or your phone later on in the evening, that they will help not mess up your sleep patterns. But in terms of digital eye strain, the best thing to do is the 20/20/20 rule. For every 20 minutes that you're looking at a screen, then take your eyes off the screen, look at something that's at least 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds, and that will actually help decrease the eye strain more.
Number three, Instacart is expanding.
Yep, Instacart started as a grocery delivery service, but it's increasingly moving into delivering office supplies, sporting goods, TVs, electronics, makeup, and drugstore essentials. The latest move is that Instacart has partnered with Walgreens for same-day delivery, and they've announced this partnership so that you'll be able to get over-the-counter medications, beauty items, and other drugstore purchases the same way that you would if you were ordering groceries. This is starting in Illinois, and within the next few weeks, this will expand to 8,000 Walgreens stores across the country. So really good news for people who, you know, it's one thing to get your prescriptions delivered, and a lot of services and apps do provide that. But if you need other things from Walgreens, you know, in the beauty department, or if you just need, you know, personal hygiene supplies, things like that, there's really no way to get those delivered until now. So I think Instacart and Walgreens, it's going to be a very successful partnership.
All right, number two is a new way to catch a Lyft.
This is a new old way to catch a Lyft. This is kind of funny, and I know that, you know, on the DJV show this week, you got a kick out of this. And actually, this has gotten some buzz online as well. It's kind of fun. So the new feature that Lyft is offering, it's called Call a Lyft. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's perfect for seniors, they say, and folks without access to the Lyft app. You actually call the number, 631-201-LYFT, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Monday through Friday, and they will book a ride for you. The only thing that you do need, you need at least a flip phone. You need some sort of phone that they can confirm with a text message. You don't need a smartphone, but you definitely have to at least have a flip phone. And this is kind of funny because this takes over the space of GoGo Grandparent, which stepped in as an intermediary for ride-sharing and food delivery companies because a lot of older folks didn't have access to the apps and the computers, so Lyft is trying to take a little bit of that business.
Number one, the Biden folks are after the Russians.
Yes, so the Biden administration is preparing sanctions and other measures to punish Russia for actions that for the SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign, as well as attacking and poisoning Alexei Navalny, which is a very strong stance from the U.S. government, criminal activity into elections. They're going to come up with a lot of sanctions. I don't think Russia is going to be happy with this, and so but it's overdue. 100 private companies and at least 9 U.S. government agencies were hit by the SolarWinds cyber attack, and we don't even know yet what information was stolen.
Yeah, you got to go after the Russians, the Chinese, all that stuff. Is the more we pursue them, the better it is. It's 59 past the hour. Those are the top 5 tech stories of the week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.